Moderation in work.
In order to gain a little money, many deliberately arrange their business matters so that it necessarily brings a great amount of hard work upon those laboring out of doors and upon their families in the house. The bone, muscle, and brain of all are taxed to the utmost. A great amount of work is before them to be done, and the excuse is they must accomplish just all that they possibly can, or there will be a loss, something will be wasted. Everything must be saved, let the result be what it may. What have such gained? Perhaps they have been able to keep the principle good and add to it, but on the other hand, what have they lost? Their capital of health, which is invaluable to the poor as well as to the rich, has been steadily diminishing. The mother and the children have made repeated drafts upon their fund of health and strength, thinking that such an extravagant expenditure would never exhaust their capital, until they are surprised at last to find their vigor of life exhausted. They have nothing left to draw upon in case of emergency. The sweetness and happiness of life are embittered by racking pains and sleepless nights. Both physical and mental vigor are gone. The husband and father, who, for the sake of gain, made the unwise arrangement of his business, it may be with the full sanction of the wife and mother, may, as the result, bury the mother and one or more of the children. Health and life were sacrificed for the love of money. Read 1 Timothy 6, verse 10.